Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be discussing the last couple weeks of the show and the new head writers and a lot of other exciting things. Before we get started, just want to tell you to follow us on Facebook at Diva Days and on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and also check out our blog, and we're on iTunes. So we have a full house here tonight. We have Carrie's joining us tonight. Hi, Carrie. The Diva.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hello.
And Anna Causey Hooch.
Hello. Hey there.
And Angela.
Hi there.
Pragmatic Days, yes. So, and I'm Mama Hooch, and a shout out to at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka.
Yay.
What they're up to, yeah. So, and at Warren Coslow.
They're up to some sort of naughtiness, I'm sure.
Yeah. And at Lauren Coslow and at Teo Pangliss, he's out there Twitter teasing again tonight. He just tweeted something about his days on, about Andre. Yeah, about Andre has a new face, a new God or a new face. We'll all be really dead, but yeah.
So he's been attending a lot of good teases.
Yeah, so love his teases. He even made Soap Opera Digest one of his tweets Twitter. Yeah, they put it in under the tweet, you know, where they have different soap stars that tweet. So, yeah, one of his tweets made it there. So, and I told him he should be getting paid extra. And somebody else tweeted that to him, too. He's doing more PR for days than NBC and the show itself.
Really. Yep.
So, yeah. So, anyway, so if you have a chance, go check out his tweets. He has a lot of, you know, good ones out there about the show, and also about who he works with too. In fact, he just has a picture out there today with him and Deidre together, which looks pretty good. And he's had him with him and Chad. I forget who else. Different pictures out there. So, you know, go check that out. So I guess the new writing started Wednesday of this. Was it Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday of this week, I think. So did anybody see anything different about it? I kind of saw a little bit of difference, and it was nice to see Julie back. And I just saw, and then, of course, I'm seeing a little bit of the old John and Marlena back. I'm kind of liking them. I mean, there for a while I wasn't liking them. I was always, back in the day, a real big fan, and kind of liking them a little bit now again. But anyway, it was nice to see Susan Seaforth Hayes back. She kind of had some really nice scenes with Marlena and with Hope. It was kind of like more family oriented. You could just see that, you know, you can see a little bit of the changes. So I just was wondering if anybody else had any thoughts on that.
I think we're all excited. I think production is starting to look better. You know, I think maybe Albert A. Larson, and I've read that they've even had Noah Maxim back. He's a freelance director now. You know, he was a great director for us back under the Ed Scott regime. And then actually they promoted him in 2012 to executive producer, but they quickly fired him right after the Grief Sex anniversary show in November. And so I don't know if that was part of the reasoning or exactly what happened. But he is, you know, has quite a pedigree of directing anyway, and always did just a really, really good job in directing, and also added a lot from production value too. Ed Scott, of course, was the king of that, but I think we're seeing a lot of really good, you know, seasoned Sony people coming into the show, which I think is a good thing.
Okay. Are the shows this week, or any thoughts there, or?
They're talking. Say that again.
Yeah. No, Carrie or Anna.
Well, just honestly, full disclosure, I didn't get to see it this week, but feedback from other people that did watch it said they could see a distinct difference in the tone
right.
of the show with the switch in writers. So,
and the dialogue and
just
the interaction between the actors. I don't know if it's because we were looking for it or not, but I don't know.
I don't know, but it's just like it's just like when Angela and I talk about how we can tell when certain scripts are certain of the script writers. Usually, you know, there is. I mean, all those people are very talented, even the bad ones, even the sucky ones. But you know, they all have somewhat of their own style, and I think it has to somehow come across. So I think, you know, while I have to go back and watch it, I'm excited to just to see what the differences are, you know. But I certainly hope it gets better, because I'll tell you that that Elephant and Serena pretty much killed it for me.
I have
more DVR episodes of Days of Our Lives on my DVR than I've ever had. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, so. You could probably just skip them all now, you know, and just.
I have a feeling that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
but
and
well,
we're hearing Serena's done on Tuesday, so hopefully the Elephant will be too.
Okay.
Yay!
Yeah. So
and they have a new script writer. They have a new script writer too for the young adults. Yeah, I think the 28th, Joey comes back on the scene with Patch. I think that's Patch's return. And the new sore-assed Joey will be there. And they have hired Danielle Page, who is going to be, she's a new script writer. She's won some Daytime Emmys. I'm not quite sure where she wrote before, but she's a HarperCollins published author of young adult books. They've got a real young adult person that's going to be able to write, I guess, I'm assuming, for the kids.
And there's going to be a lot of young, you know, there's a whole big group of them. I saw a picture of, you know, the new ones, you know. It's going to be a whole new teen scene, you know, with, what's it, Sierra and Claire, Chase, Theo, and Joey.
Hopefully they integrate them into the adult storylines and don't just make it, now we can fast forward because there's the teenagers, you know what I mean? I hope they really do a good job of integrating. They did that back when Chandler Massey was on and everything, where they really pulled the younger kids in with the seasoned actors, and they did a good job back then. So I just hope that it's more like that instead of back to the touch my thighs airline and that kind of stuff. I really
thought
hope
all
we
about
don't
that.
Come back to hide the dead rapist in the water heater. Period.
I just saw the previews. I was watching the previews, and I saw Stephen Nichols, and it was like, there's Patch. And it was kind of like really neat to see. And it's going to be neat to see Bo back, you know.
Yeah.
And Andre back, and you know, maybe Mira's getting a little stronger, so it's going to be
Marianne,
exciting.
Do you know what date Andre appears for the first time?
Well, Tao had said, he had said on his Twitter, he feels the end of September, and he thinks they never know an exact date. He thinks it should be like a Friday. Is it the 25th? That's the tentative thing that he thinks that it would be. Yeah. So towards the end of September, I guess. Now that, I mean, you know, that can always change, but.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, I would think if he would be coming back, you would think they would have him come back on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a cliffhanger type. I don't know.
I hope. Well, and then did you guys? I guess it's probably been out there. I'm so far behind on everything these days. But did you hear about how that pop channel that used to be the TV Guide is going to be carrying Days of Our Lives?
I did see that.
Of course, I don't have that. I don't have that channel, but still.
The people that do. Now, is that the ones that is that the station that had the Emmys?
Yeah.
I was so upset.
Beautiful and Young and the Restless right before. This is another revenue stream for Days, so this is good because they haven't had that since I lost yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we need to write to AT&T UVerse and tell them they need to add that channel, because I looked through my whole channel guide trying to find it, and it's not in there. I got 5,000 channels I don't need. I just need a handful of them.
I want to be able to pick the ones I want to watch, too. So, but it doesn't work that way.
They have dropped days from Hulu, so that's one less area where you can see some of the episodes. But I do think, I did read that AT&T, the U-verse, has it scheduled to add sometime in the spring of 2016.
Oh, that's a long way away. That's good.
Oh, yeah, I just noticed the Hulu thing today because I was trying to watch Days. It's been a while since I tried to watch it on there. And I liked it so much better because the site was a lot more stable than NBC.com.
Yeah,
but
I hate it.
It really,
I had trouble with NBC.com running the video.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it crashes a lot.
It does.
So,
yeah.
And
what they say, too, they're going to eliminate the YouTube channel, some of the YouTube channels.
Oh, no.
I can find them on YouTube one day, and then the next day I can't. Sometimes I guess they take them down.
They've been deleting a lot of stuff the last few weeks. Even old episodes, like 30-year-old episodes, are even taking them down. It's a little ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, I really wish they would, like, if they would, like, sell or whatever them on a Netflix, old classics, they could make a fortune on that stuff.
Yeah, on Netflix or something. Yeah.
I mean, they could do it by the year, and since Dave supposedly has all their stuff back to 65, they could totally, I mean... That would be so much fun to go back and watch those old episodes. I really enjoyed that with General Hospital when they did that on SoapNet. I was just mesmerized by it, you know. And so I could see that being a really fun thing for them to do to tie in with the 50th anniversary. But I don't know.
I think that, they're doing the Doctors, I think, on Retro TV. And I think it's doing quite well.
Really? On
mm-hmm.
Retro? I don't know if I've seen that mm-hmm. channel. Huh.
Yeah. Huh. So, it's another one of these sub-channels off of a local station. Yeah, so it's I think it's based out of Chattanooga, but there are quite a few stations in the southeast that cover it. And I remember the Doctors from when it was on.
Me
they started,
too.
I think, in 1963.
Oh, yeah, I used to watch it.
And I've been moving it.
I remember some of that, too, yeah.
So is everyone happy with Beth Millstream? It seems like everyone thinks that she'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving.
With who?
Is that how you pronounce it? Millstream?
Milstein.
Beth Millstein.
Who is that? Beth. I'm sorry. I missed. Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
She'll be
there.
Yeah.
I've heard of her before. I don't know where mm-hmm. I've heard of her, but I've
She did write for Dave, they said.
Okay.
I don't keep track of all the writers.
Yeah, she was doing Dave in 2007. Back when they thought that James Riley was coming back, you know, to do the show again. And, unfortunately, he passed away in October, and so he never really came back. But she was doing it in 2007. And then she also worked in the transition with Hogan Sheffer also during that era. And like I said, it's a good era for the show. And she was very good. Anybody with Sony,
I think they've really been good. I think I remember thinking favorably of her, but I knew I had heard her name somewhere. Okay, so she's coming over.
Back
is she
up wide.
Is she one of the ones that was on Y&R?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, does anybody know what's going on? Is Dina? Is it a temporary leave of absence or what?
They didn't really
know
say.
On some way, it was temporary that she's going to be back.
Temporary, yeah.
But that was also, there was also a lot of rumor in that, and that something was posted, and then it was taken down, and, all this kind of intrigue.
Yeah.
So we don't really know.
There's all rumors. Like when you don't say why or anything, of course everybody
mm-hmm.
probably has rumor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's but Beth Milstein is a good addition, I think, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So what was, what's your favorite story going on right now, or what do you enjoy watching, or how are you liking
it's all future tense for me. I'm looking forward to seeing the new stories.
The new stories. Well, you can see how they're mm-hmm. gradually getting on. I guess this whole thing, you see the Clyde beating up on Aiden thing. So that's kind of weird. I don't know where that's going or who's going to call. Is it going to be Stefano and Victor killing off Clyde? And I thought Clyde was going to kill Aiden. But I guess they're all going to be victims of the serial killer, whoever that's going to be.
Yeah, you know? And isn't there going to be kind of a subplot, too, as to who Clyde really works for?
Oh.
Okay.
I think I'm seeing some Russian names coming across in the future. So not real sure. But there were some Russian names that we saw a long, long time ago too, like Petrov and some of those. So
there's supposed to be a big reveal on the anniversary date. So whether that means the reveal of the killer or something else, I don't know. So
I think from Aiden's beating of a lifetime, and then I think what at least we're being teased for Tuesday, that some of these deaths of the serial killer are going to be pretty rough. So it sounds like, you know, it's
not any worse than the slasher with the donuts in the mouth and the pinata and what all those other.
No, I hope nothing's worse than that pinata. I'll never forget that Cassie thing.
Yeah,
that was all.
And the poor Mrs. H with a donut in her mouth. I mean, really? It's like, oh, but yeah. So, and I'm sure Andre will get blamed for it, but I doubt he's going to be the serial killer because he's still there. So.
But we've got a lot more law enforcement now in Salem because John's returning to the ISA. Rafe is returning to the Salem Police Department.
Oh, yeah. Rafe has a bad for hope.
I was going to say, since when does increased numbers result in increased results?
Well, no, wait. At the end of Friday, John and Malena had that discussion. I don't think he's going to go into the ISA now. Well, yes, he is, because Malena talked him into it. Yeah, that's right. First he said he wasn't going to. He was, and then he wasn't. And then she said, oh, John, you have to do. You know, first she's pissed at him because he's going to the ISA. Then she's convincing him, you know, to do it.
He didn't answer first. Make up your mind.
All she wanted to be. Right. That's all she wanted was to be asked, you know. So I guess.
And now we've got JJ with the DEA. I mean, we've just got all kinds of.
Oh, and how about Eve finding out about it? She plants a bug in Jennifer's house, and now she knows about the,
now,
you know.
There's some
JJ.
People that should have some sidelight jobs. I mean, all of them are running around planting bugs.
Now she knows about what? Eve knows about what?
JJ being with the DEA, working undercover.
Oh.
Okay, because she planted it, you know, because Jennifer knows, and they talk about it and see, you know, he thinks Paige loves him because Paige covered for him with Kyle when he was sneaking around Kyle's apartment. So, I don't know. But I guess, I think Paige is going to be a victim, too. She's leaving, so she's probably going to be a victim. So, which is, you know.
I mean, essentially, we know a lot of the victims. We just didn't know.
Yeah, we already know who most of the victims are at this time. Whoever goes first, second, you know, because we all know who's leaving. Because they shoot so far ahead of time, you kind of, there's nothing much that they can keep secret. Too much.
Well, they probably have a few surprises, I hope. But
I guess who the killer is maybe will be a surprise, hopefully. You know, I hope
Did you see the teaser too for it was a blonde item this past week, and I think it, you know, obviously if they're shooting January, February right now, obviously it'll be a while before we see it. But they were talking about a soap vet, you know, from a couple of shows. Not just Days, or even if it had been, even if they've been a soap vet from Days, I don't know, but that they're looking for that person to come on, and then they had a hint that said something about people may sing about it. So, you know, there are lots of guesses out there as to who that might be. So that might be interesting.
Oh yeah, I didn't see that, but see what else is going on. Talking about race coming back to the police force, there was some kind of funny conversation between him and Clyde. Something like he must have told Clyde about coming back to the police force or something, and Clyde had some kind
of... He never left. I don't went over and told him everything that she had going on the whole time.
Lots of people won't be, I don't know. But it was funny with race. And I have to say, you know my feelings about Rafe. You know, everybody knows.
No, I have any idea what you think.
My love for Rafe, but I have to say, I kind of was feeling. I don't know if Galen made me. I don't know, but he was kind of feeling a little bit bad for Rafe. You know, with his whole pining for Hope. But I don't know. But
aww.
just a little bit. So I don't know. Galen must be like stepping it up a little bit. I don't know. But
I think that might dissipate when Bo comes back.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I only was willing to take down my roasting Rafe's Nuts on an Open Fire Christmas song during the Rate era. Then I dusted off again. So we'll see where he stands this Christmas, because he may still get that song again. Because that's a classic, and, you know, we can't let the kids down. So we'll see how he does. I guess they're trying, aren't they trying to, like, put him around Hope more again or something like that?
Oh, he's sniffing around Hope, that's for sure. And everybody knows it. Everybody sees it. John sees it. Marlena sees it. Kate sees it.
Funny.
I mean, they've all confronted him about it, you know.
Well, I don't get why they're getting rid of Aiden, though, because Hope and Aiden had such chemistry. That would have been perfect for Bo to come back in the middle of.
And honestly,
I think Hayden had a big enough fan base that it could have really given the Boat fans a run for their money, but now that he's left or leaving or whatever, it's kind of like, I don't know, Rafe's got some big shoes to fill there in terms of, you know, that, but I don't know.
I really like Daniel Cosgrove. They didn't write well. They did not do enough justice for the Hayden story, but I think it's a loss that he's leaving the show. He's a great actor.
Me too.
And he seemed to be very well liked by the cast, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Bo sticking around anyway. In fact, he might even be gone. Mm-hmm. He might have already
been
gone.
I think I read too that Sean Deeg, Jason Cook, was there for 13 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I think he's filming now, Sean Cook. Jason.
Jason Cook. Okay, maybe so. I don't know.
I don't know if I saw it on Twitter or somebody said something that he's there. You know, he's there now.
I hope Jason stays. I like him. I'm not super excited about Belle and Philip, but we'll see what that turns out to be.
So they're going there.
Well,
huh?
Wait. Okay, so
yeah, they teased a bunch of stuff.
Aren't Belle and Sean D on a worldwide boat trip still?
Yeah, but they're coming back with Claire.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, how do we know that Belle and Philip are going to get together?
Martha Madison has been sending out all kinds of tweets and pictures.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Oh.
All right.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of just disappointed it's not JKJ coming back.
Oh, I know.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I was never a big fan of Belle and Philip anyway, especially, the last round. So I don't know. We'll see. But if it's true that they're looking at some of the 2008, kind of as a jumping off point for some of the stories, that was where Belle and Sean were at the beginning of 2008, is that Sean didn't know if he was going to forgive Belle for having the affair with Philip and whether they were going to go forward with their marriage or not. And then, you know, they, when the writers changed, they quickly had the wedding and then they sailed off. So that was kind of where things were in 2008. So they could be picking back up on that. Maybe there's still some trouble in paradise.
Mm. Oh,
I'm curious to know if Belle is going to be is Belle still going to be a nurse?
Oh, I forgot about her being a nurse. No, I don't know.
Because they're obviously doing a bunch of stuff with, I don't know if they're using Basic Black as a front for ISA work now or. But obviously they've been doing a lot with fashion. And I'm kind of hoping that maybe Kate goes back to work over there because Kate was really good when she was working
in
fashion. And
they were really good on the desk there at Basic Black back in the day. I'm just saying.
Her and EJ back in the day.
Since there's nothing to talk about for Kate from this week, I might as well get that in. I mean.
May as well start forward predictions.
Yeah.
That's right.
We got to get Kate. We still got to get Kate with Andre now, you know. But maybe her and A. Martinez, too. I saw she tweeted some pictures of them two together.
Okay.
That would make a good triangle, too.
Oh,
Kate
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be good.
I agree.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did y'all talk? Have y'all talked about Freddie Smith leaving the show?
That's what I was just gonna say. That's the other thing that happened was Freddie left the show, or Sonny left this week. So they kind of left it open for him to be back. So I don't know if him the actor, the same actor, or another another Sonny. I don't know, but sounds like Sonny might not be gone forever. You know, so. You know, he left to help Uncle Vic run his, you know, he happens to have some things, coffee places over in Europe, you know, of course.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So Will and Sonny are getting divorced then?
No, he just needs some space. He didn't say about divorcing him.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. Didn't really say that. But they had it out, you know, and he just said that he's just done with Will's lies and, you know, and games that he's playing and everything. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was,
and Guy Wilson's contract is up.
Yeah. And somebody said, where did I see that? I don't know if it was on Twitter or something, that there's going to be a shocking death, somebody close to the family, one of the major families or something, like the Hortons or something. So I don't know. Then they were speculating Sammy or Hope or Will. So I don't know. There's going to be one. Maybe
but
there
not
might be
Greg
one.
Greg Vaughn, because Greg Vaughn has extended his contract.
I saw that. See, I had heard rumors that he was gone, but I guess not, because he's not one of the victims then.
Yeah.
So that's good. So
hopefully they will write a good story for him instead of him being stuck with a Serena Ellison story for months and months and months.
Yeah. Well, since Daniel's
the elephant needs to go. If they have a guest starring Emmy Award this year, I bet you that elephant will get nominated.
No, the elephant. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't ever want to hear that. That's right up there with Vendetta and Folio of words I don't ever want to hear again.
Yeah.
Just my opinion.
And it's a good one too.
Yeah, and I guess Sander's still not gone yet. He has to go too. I wonder if he's a victim too.
I think they're leaving it gray because they might bring him back.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of Sander.
I wasn't a fan until I saw him on that AfterBuzz interview, and then I thought, you know,
you
he might
see,
be
saw
a
him as
himself.
Yeah. He liked the actor himself. Yeah.
It's mostly been the story. It's been horrible.
What's that?
It's mostly been the story that's been horrible.
Well, it's the story, I guess. It's horrible, and you just kind of blame the characters and the actors then, because
yeah.
Well, I'm still aggravated about his name. They should never have brought back somebody named Alexander Kyriakos when there is a character.
Yes, and everyone, honestly, I thought that was Justin and Adrian's. I thought that's who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone assumed that. It was very confusing. Yeah, it was very confusing.
I mean, that was Angelica Devereaux's son, and it's a whole thing.
Right.
It was just, I'm still a fan of bringing back all four of the Kyriakos sons. They're all the right ages.
Yeah. Well, now, okay, so Xander is whose son? He's Victor's nephew. So
he's Victor's
brother.
One of his brother's sons.
Okay.
Another brother,
than
Justin's dad.
Yeah, but Justin and Angelica Devereaux had a child named Alexander. And Adrian and Justin raised him. He's the oldest son of Justin. And that was what was so confusing is that there was already an Alexander Kyriakos, and then they brought Xander on.
Did they ever say the name of what his dad's name is?
They have. I can't remember what it is now, though.
I don't know how many brothers Victor has. He conveniently keeps having brothers.
Well,
it's out there. I don't know what it is, but there they call it.
The Xander guy is a good-looking guy and everything. I mean, maybe with good writing or something, you know, and a better story if they brought him back. I mean, I could maybe look at him with fresh eyes, but I just need a break from this horrible, horrible, you know, period of time here that we've been tortured.
with
yes, it's been like it's been dragging on forever, that story.
I was looking at some old DVR things that I had saved on there that, and I'm reading the description from like last December or something, and I'm like, it's talking about Nicole trying to figure out if Serena is up to something or whatever. I thought, oh my gosh, that story went on way too long.
Yeah, went on way too long. Just like the Jordan story went on like way too long.
Oh my gosh,
like forever.
They ended that in 30 minutes and we'd all been happy. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I am convinced with the Jordan story that they never knew what direction they were going. I think
there
were four different stories for Jordan, and they just could never decide and never settled on anything. So that's why.
And then by the time that they decided for the big reveal, none of us, I mean, we had long since even not cared for, I mean
mm-hmm.
most of us didn't care at the beginning, but anyone who did care was kind of curious, had already figured it out, and didn't care by the time it was actually revealed, and it was executed so poorly. Although James Reed is a great actor, the story itself, and she's so unsympathetic that, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, I found myself rooting for him, not for what he supposedly did, but just, I mean, I just couldn't stand that character. I mean, it was terrible. And
he's a great actor, and that's really
he is.
Worst
I mean, I couldn't stand the Jordan character because she wasn't even sympathetic in that situation. For me, I mean, I just didn't even care. I was, you know, it was frustrating because it was a waste of space. I hate to say it, but it was a waste of space.
Well, that's what a lot of this has been, is to me just filler. I mean, even the
Eve story.
Everything
has been
filler.
Well, it tells you something, too, when her friend Cheryl comes on and she has instant chemistry with Brian DeTillo, and we're actually more interested in the friend that comes to town than Jordan, you know? I mean, that was, ugh. So,
well,
yeah.
That was strictly their filming schedule, because it's 6 months in advance. They make the decision of who comes and who goes without really knowing, you know, what the audience thinks.
It's so ridiculous.
Yep. We haven't seen much of Lucas. I'm hoping to see more of Lucas, you know, with the new
movie. Yeah, we haven't seen Lucas for a while, but yeah. I don't know who they could put him with. I don't still bring anybody.
Teresa.
Oh, Teresa. Yeah, she's still got him for Brady though. I don't know. I don't know. I still don't want to see her with. I still don't like her. I don't know if she'll change, but
they need to give her some redemption of some sort.
Yeah, she's still playing tricks. And, you know, although Brady didn't fall for that one, though. I'm glad
I
caught
say,
a clue there.
I did see some of the nanny stuff a few weeks ago, and that was pretty funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah, with the nannies, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But that awful nanny that she was trying to hire, who would intentionally want to endanger their child?
Well, that's
the further
scheme.
That's what,
yeah.
That's what I mean. And then that lady
she's
actually
using
said
the baby.
That. And what kind of mother are you to want to hire somebody like me or whatever?
Yeah, right. She pointed out the obvious to Teresa. I mean,
yeah.
Really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and there were some really nice scenes today with Victor and Caroline and Maggie.
Oh, I heard.
Those were nice. Yeah, Victor came to see Caroline, you know, because she had the stroke. And he said how he always cared about her. And then she says how he's always there for her. And then he saw
uh-huh.
Maggie. And he was worried that Maggie would be upset. And, of course, Maggie is. You know, understanding and saying, you know, she, you know, understands the relationship they have.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought those were really nice. Nice scene. So, what else?
Yeah.
I think we have caller. I think she's been holding for a little bit. I think it might be Sabina. Well, she went to a fan event. We can bring her on. Hello?
Hello. How are you all?
Hi, how are you?
I'm here. I'm good. How have you all been? It's been a long time.
Yeah, good. It's been a long time. Good. So did you went to the fan event, right?
Yeah, it was in Dollywood. It was a small, intimate thing, and it was just Greg Vaughn and Eric Martzoff. And it was so much fun.
It was just them two?
And
just
yeah,
those two, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, just those two. Oh, okay. I thought there was more, but just those two. Oh, that's pretty good.
No, it was a very special event, and the two ladies that put it on, or you know, created it, are it was to help try to find a cure or more information on fibromyalgia.
Oh,
and if I remember correctly, they both have that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. But it was very
that's
well
great,
put together.
That's a great cause. I know some people have been very much affected by that. So that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was very small and intimate, and it was a lot of fun. It was just now Eric got his start in Dollywood. So that's
mm-hmm.
where it was. It was in Dollywood.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I
why Eric was there.
Heard about that. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, he was able to reminisce with some of his co-workers, or, you know, co-stars, co-workers from back in the day. One guy, he's now some big top, I can't remember what he is, but he works at the Dream War. It's the new hotel that was built right, like literally right outside of the gates of Dollywood. And so he was there to say hi to Eric, and then this woman Holly came in, and she's actually in Nashville now. She's a singer, country singer and stuff. So, but she was so cute. She told all kinds of fun stories about Eric and how he was back in the day, and he has not changed a bit. He's the same lively person he was back then. So nothing has changed, apparently. He's always been that way. A big
okay.
ham.
Did he have anything to say about the show or anything? Did they talk days at all?
Not a whole lot, because
not
of course
lot,
they
no.
can't. They've got to
no, they
stay
can't
tight.
Do anything.
Yeah, they've got to stay tight-lipped. And but I think they did allude to some things that I really shouldn't say, but it's probably coming up pretty soon. So with all of the deaths that are coming up that they've been talking about. So, but they're definitely both going strong. And Greg just tweeted, I don't know if you saw, you all I think saw, he just tweeted that he's on contract. He's,
yeah.
His contract
yeah.
was renewed.
We saw that.
So, yeah. And he has a Hallmark Channel movie coming up. I guess he's getting ready to film it, or I don't know. He made it sound like it was a new thing that he's going to be filming. So
that's
so
another
that's,
channel with the 5,000 U-verse channels that I don't have. That's really
oh.
funny.
Oh. Yeah, Hallmark, I have that one. Yeah.
I don't have that one.
Okay.
I don't have that pop channel either.
And it's funny because Hallmark okay. is one of the main cable channels you'd think everyone would have, you know?
I know.
you better contact them and be like, you need
I'm
to give me
to
that
be. I'm going to be. I'm going to ask them about that pop channel and the Hallmark.
Yeah, I think I think I have pop. But yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun. It wasn't too much Days talk, but it was a little bit more reminiscing about his days in Dollywood. And because, like I said, Holly was telling a lot of stories about him and about their time together, about some costumes that he wore. That was hilarious. and then he told his own fair share of funny stories at the cocktail party. It was a lot of fun, and they were both great and sweet as always. So
yeah,
and the next
That's
one I'll be going.
Yeah, do you
uh-huh.
went to
Go
the
ahead.
One in Boston? Is there one in did
no.
I see there's one coming up?
Yeah, there's
no.
one in Boston. And
oh,
next,
okay.
I think it's that's in October, I believe. But next mm-hmm. obviously next month it's the St. Louis one where Drake is gonna be. I'm so mad
oh,
I can't
yeah.
go.
Oh
I'm
yeah,
I
see a lot of those Drake fans are really excited about that one.
Yeah.
Drake will be there.
Because he doesn't go to these events that often. So it's very,
no,
very, that's why I'm like so mad I can't go. But I've already, I'm going somewhere that weekend. I'm going to my 20-year class reunion. So
oh,
I kind of
cool.
can't be in two places at once.
mm-hmm.
But I am going to the national event that's in November.
Okay.
I mean October, excuse me. It's on October 3rd and 4th, and it's in Nashville. It's corresponding with or coinciding with the AIDS walk that they're having.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, so there'll be a bunch. There'll be more of the actors will be there then at that time. Huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit more. It's Brian DiTillo. Eric, of course, is going to be there because this is his.
Oh.
It's his.
He does a lot
president.
Of events.
He goes to everything.
He must go to. He goes to just about everything. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is the one in October in Nashville is being put on by his fan club presidents. What are their names? Keith Holly and I forget, and Paul Barotti. And it's going to be a fun and wonderful event. There's three things. There's going to be a walk, the AIDS walk. You get to walk with the actors. And then there's the signing afterwards. It's like a meet and greet signing autograph session right after. There's a cocktail party / karaoke that night, that Saturday night. And then Sunday there's a long brunch from like 12 to 4. And if you do VIP, you can sit with the actor of your choice. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to go to that. And it's going to be Brian, Eric, Christopher Sean is going to be there, and Judy Evans. And then there's two young and restless actors that I don't know their names because they're young and the restless actors. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds fun.
So, okay. Yeah. And then, of course, there's the big one. The Day of Days. I will be at Day of Days this year. Finally,
Day of Days.
I get to go.
I'm hoping to get out there. So
okay,
yeah, I should be trying to get out there. So
me too.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Yay! We've got to meet up.
I know.
Oh yeah.
You all. Going.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be a nut house over there, but yeah, it's going to be a big thing. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Sabrina. I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
That's
thanks,
okay.
Gina. Take care.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, be nice to get out there all of us Day of Days.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I hope I can be.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Should be a neat one.
Yeah. So yeah, I was just talking like she was talking about Eric Martoff, and he does a lot of those events. I think he goes to almost every one of them.
Well, he's a great advocate for the show. I mean, he can handle any situation. He's be charming.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's great personality and stuff, and very good entertainer too. Because I saw him at Day of Days and singing and stuff. He's really good.
I read that there's some discussion of potentially Brady and Ava getting together.
Oh, okay, that's different, huh?
Yeah, that would be different.
Ava. I forget about her. Okay, I'm thinking. I'm sorry. I'm thinking Ava. Okay.
Not Maura West.
I'm thinking Ava.
I can't think of her last name.
Ava
Mob.
Tamara. Oh, you're thinking. Eric, the character Ava. Oh, I know who you mean. Ava.
Tamara
Bond. Her character Ava when she was.
Oh, that one. The less I see of her, the better.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, but yeah, okay. That's an interesting. Yeah, it'll be funny when all these different characters come back and start intermingling together and. I'm anxious to see. I really
liked the chemistry with Ava and, Robo John. I thought they were cute.
Oh, Robo John, yeah.
Well, yeah, well, like New John. Yeah, New John, because he was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind
Yeah,
that.
I like. Yeah, he was funny. Yeah, it gave Drake something different to do, So, I'm anxious to see, too, with Teo and Andre, the way he's talking about a different Andre. So, and I keep thinking, maybe Tony's in there somewhere. I'm hoping along the line, Tony comes out somewhere. So I don't know.
I guess I could always go that route.
Yeah, that would be fun. It'd be fun to see him play two parts again. Although it'd probably be really exhausting for him because I know he's been doing a lot. He's been doing a lot of shows. So which is a good thing, you know. So
yeah, I think Dave is really putting together a good team. So I think there's a lot of good potential, a lot to be excited about.
Is Lorraine Broderick still on board?
What else was on Dave today?
The only person I think they've lost is Janet. I can never pronounce her last name. She's jockeys between writing scripts for General Hospital and Days. And I think it looks like she's been dropped for Danielle Page, who is the young adult author.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. Like I said, David Cheryl, is that. But David, he's been writing for Soap since like early Search for Tomorrow. So he's quite seasoned. So I don't know.
But
long term plan is for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he usually doesn't have. I won't say he's up there as far as his scripts go. Mm-hmm. I'd say he's not one of my favorite as far as that goes. But
he's probably my least favorite, and I can pick him out.
Yeah, I can too. I was trying to be diplomatic.
I know. Well, see, I'll be rude. I'm sorry. But Gillotins are still there. Melissa Salmons is still there.
Oh, good.
All is good with the world.
Oh, good. As long as that's the case. I mean, please don't take my Coolitons away, and don't take Salmons away.
No.
Well, all righty.
Yeah. Is anything else? I'm trying to think what else happened, or who we haven't talked about.
I think it's going to be interesting to see, like I said, because Gabby's got to be returning soon. I thought she was coming this summer. So that's got to be happening soon, I would think. I don't know how long she's going to be there. I don't know. It sounds like maybe with Will and Sonny gone, she's going to be taking care of the baby. I guess they'll let her out of prison to take care of the baby.
Gabby made me think of Chabby. So what do you think of Chad and Abby, so and Ben and... now he knows that she's pregnant, and Chad, I guess, is going to find out. So, Stefano already knows.
I'm not into that right now.
I don't know.
No, I'm really
like
hoping going to change.
Yeah, you don't like Chad and Abby. I like Chad and Abby.
Now Chad's going to be considered a suspect with the death of. Not Melissa Archer. What is the character's name? Serena.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that all comes about in just 2 days. Chad. I guess he's drunk. Obviously, he's pining over Abigail, so he's out drinking, runs into her somehow. So I guess that's what happened. So.
Well, everybody needs to tune in for Tuesday because it sounds like it's going to be pretty good. Another key date, I guess, is August 28th.
Patch and Joey
and then,
come back, I think.
And at one point, Labor Day was supposed to be big.
Labor Day. Is that Bo?
Oh.
I think so.
Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andre comes back at the end of the month, I think.
Oh, yeah. Now it's getting exciting. I'm excited again. Yay.
Yeah.
I mean, just think, now that this is, the elephant thing is coming to an end, I'm not even a drinker, but just think all the fun we missed by not having a drinking game for that elephant. I just can't even believe we didn't do that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Every time the elephant they showed or talked about the elephant.
Any story would have driven me to drink, it would have been that one.
Even after they broke the elephant, they took pictures of the elephant and put them on a phone. I mean, it was just insane.
Exactly.
So, I don't know how those poor actors can keep a straight face.
The band word should be elephant. We can never speak of elephant again after Serena's death.
Yeah,
I think that's one of the things that really endeared me to Paul Tefler when he was on that interview show is because he was talking about how they really were about to break up every time they had to deal with the elephant, especially when the elephant showed up on the phone. They thought it was ridiculous.
They hated it too, I'm sure.
What would they say when the writers like
Melissa Archer?
Like, Who was writing that? Who wrote that story?
I felt sorry for Melissa Archer too, because you know that wasn't fair to her either. I mean, I didn't know her from the other shows or anything, but I thought that poor girl had to endure all that too. Ugh.
Mhm. I don't know. Do you know who wrote that? Who was responsible for that idea? Like, was that a head writer?
Nobody's
going to
claim it. I don't know.
Okay,
nobody
raise
claim
hand.
That.
Huh.
Somebody.
Raise hand. You know, amazing.
You know, yeah, somebody had that idea and went with it. And of course, they all had to agree to it. I don't know how that all works, you know. Certain writers come up with ideas and other ones just add to it. I don't know. Is that how they write?
Obviously, somehow, it's hard to imagine that the elephant had to have been in a long story, which is totally ridiculous. But there had to have been something there. And then however they divvy up the breakdown, you know, writers. I don't know if they do them by day of the week or how they do that. So,
I don't think nobody would claim it. Yeah. Half these stories, they come up and they change. I mean, they don't even know where they're going half the time in the storylines anymore.
It's just like the Eve story has been it's just such a shame. Like I said, Kathy the Piper is worth so much more than what we've seen.
I enjoy watching her more on the No-No commercials than I do on Days.
I know. Yeah. It's sad.
Just saying.
It's sad. Hopefully they're going to change her story. I don't know. But right now she's setting bugs, you know, in the Horton house. And maybe she's monitoring the Demira place too. I don't know. They could have a whole little security watch. They could have the GPS things going that Ben has implemented into the phone system that Abigail's on. And they've got all the bugs set up in the different houses. So, like I said, she could easily get a job with the ISA too. She's got all these detective skills.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go back to those adventure things, you know, with the ISA, like with Patch and John and all that. But, you know, I don't know. And even
I'm very excited for Julie is back, and I think Patch and Kayla's story is going to be really good. And I think there'll be some good. Even if there's some things that are disappointing, I think this is going to be much, much better than what we've seen last 6 months.
Just seeing their faces will be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing their faces
on
our screen will be nice.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll give another generation of fans, you know, something to be like, oh, I remember hearing about that character years ago. Or so, you know, like, I mean, so I know one of the fun things I enjoyed as a teenager watching these shows was trying to put the puzzle pieces together of the relationships and the history and all. And it's like, you know, I liked the old, we've talked about this before, but I liked the older story, the more mature character stories, you know. It wasn't always just teen stories that I was really interested in or whatever. In fact, usually those
I always
stuff.
Liked the older couples, you know.
Yeah,
always the older couples instead of the younger ones.
Well, just having it mixed, I think, is what Anna was talking about earlier, is having it multi-generational, and that's where people really get attached, and not even just having the teens in Puerto Rico, which is, you know, one of the last crowd stories, but although it was fun, but, you know, but they still interacted with other characters, and I'm excited. I'm real happy to see that maybe they're going to have Noel Max and Bear Moore. There's going to be better production and more intention on the production. They finally re-enlarged the Kiriakis house, so that was good.
Oh, good.
So, and we're going to see the barn again and a couple other sets. And I don't know what's going to happen now that they're going to close.
The barn where?
The Kiriakis estate.
Oh, okay. Huh. Forgot about that.
Yeah, and I'm hoping dining room. I still haven't seen it, or I've seen people talk about it, but I've not seen it confirmed that they're going to open that dining room, because that was hysterical when they would have Kate and Victor and everyone for dinner. That was hysterical.
Oh, really, when Nicole came back.
Same with the Demiras, too. Yeah, and we need the Demira Mansion back, too. You know, the whole big.
I still remember when Nicole came back to the show and she made her entrance in the dining room there at the
And Pookie was there.
And what was?
Yeah. Pookie, the dog.
Yeah, her little dog. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, have we ever seen an actual dining room table or dining room at the mansion? I don't think we have.
They bring it into the library.
I mean, they bring it
into
the room.
I don't know. Into the yeah, they do eat into it. Right. That's where they had their dinner in the library there. Yeah, they didn't
Weird. This is weird. They should have their own dining room, but I guess can't be too picky nowadays.
Yeah. And we saw Hope's house again. We saw the, Hope
yeah.
and Bo's house.
The
outside
off.
Of it. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was on, that was on Friday. And she took Aiden back to her house,
And she has and she has the rose garden.
She walked in and she was like, "Wow, I haven't seen you in like 2 years. It's nice. Needs a little dusting, but
yeah.
Someone's been tending the rose garden.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be good. I'm excited. Okay. That things are going to pick up now.
Yeah. So yeah, it'll be exciting next week. The show next weekend, that'll be after Patch is back, right? He's coming back the next Friday. He should be on Patch and Joey.
Yeah, Patch and the new Joey. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
then obviously, Serena will meet her demise and then somehow involved
celebrate.
In discovering her. So I think there'll be some intrigue with that. And then obviously okay. Taya will be coming soon, and then Bo will be making an appearance soon with Patch. So lots of good stuff.
Okay. Lots of good stuff ahead. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone. It was fun
All
to have
right.
everybody
good
here
show.
Talking. Yeah.
Have a great week.
You too.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.